Welcome to the Hometown Foods. Let's talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Panorama School Superintendent Sean Holloway.
All right. So how did the school board meeting go last week?
It was good. We went through all of our action items and they were approved. So a couple maybe bigger ticket items. We had our voluntary retirement incentive program, so an early retirement plan that was approved. We did limit it to 3 individuals being able to utilize the plan based on years of experience in the district. So I think there was 5 or 6 eligible employees, so that the due date for people taking advantage of that program is January 6th. So, the district utilizes that as a way to really help reduce general fund expenditures. The concept is, a veteran teacher that's more expensive utilizes the program, retires, they're replaced typically with a younger, less expensive teacher. So that's worked well to help our general fund expenses in the past, and we expect it to help again in the future. The other, larger item on our action items was a resolution for conveyance of real property. So really what this is kind of the last steps needed for our Clay Street Extension road project. So essentially what we're doing is gifting that road to the city. That way they'll maintain, do the maintenance on it, from here into the future. So those were kind of the two big pieces that we had for our action items.
With the first semester kind of coming to an end, was going to ask about certified enrollment numbers as well.
Sure. Yep. So at Panorama, our certified enrollment went down to 43 students. So that was a major hit to, our enrollment, which then in turn is a hit to our budget. I can't say that it wasn't expected. If you had asked me 3 years ago, I would have probably told you, I think our enrollment's going to go down, 30, 40 students. And the past 2 years, we've graduated our last 2 really large classes that were both in the 70s, and typically we're bringing in 40 to 50 kindergartners, preschoolers. So wasn't expected. What was unexpected was last year our certified enrollment went up 8 students when we were expecting it to go down about 20. So that drop came this year, and we'll have to work to, make sure that our finances are in order and in good shape, and they are. And we, like I said, we've done a lot of, financial planning with the assumption this was coming. And so I feel real good about, the state of the finances at Panorama.
What were some things that went on during the first semester that you were really happy with?
Well, I think, educationally, started to implement the Marzano instructional framework. That's really what our professional development is wrapped around, and that's going well with our certified staff. There's always ups and downs when it comes to student activities, but we had a fall play that was outstanding. Our fall sports seasons, were quality experiences for our kids. Just always looking to make improvements that way. I'm excited, the number of opportunities our kids have outside the classroom. We have a junior high science classroom that's really worked with our outdoor classroom, the prairie that we have up behind our elementary. So exciting to see, just students hands-on learning experiences. I think just day-to-day, Panorama is just a good environment for both students and adults, and that's also something to be proud of. And that's a collective effort from, really all involved, teachers, paras, students, custodians, cooks, secretaries, everybody on down the line. So, I think we've had a really nice first half of the year. Expect that to continue.
With break coming up here shortly, what are some plans you've got for next semester?
Well, really, it's, again, just a continuation, with professional development. The Marzano instructional framework will be our focus, really for the next number of years. That won't go away anytime soon. So that will be our professional learning focus. As you get past winter break, really you get into the certified budget process, just talking more as a superintendent. You know, so the certified budget process, you start looking at, you know, calendars for next year, you know, student and staff handbooks. And so, you know, those are all kind of on my to-do list, you know, that I have going into next semester.
All right. Thank you very much, Sean.
Thank you.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com under the podcast tab.